Hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food writers give us their special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? I have a special quick and easy dinner in minutes that will please your family. It won't break your calorie or your time bank. I have two special guests today, and the first one is Jacques Pepin, Chef Jacques, and his daughter, Claudine Pepin. Now, not only is Jacques Pepin a master chef, a TV personality, a cooking teacher, he was a chef to three French presidents, including Charles de Gaulle, but a very little-known personal side is that he's an accomplished painter, and he has a master's degree in 18th-century literature. And he's also been, I think, named one of the sexiest chefs around. Jacques Pepin?
Have I?
You were. I think it was People magazine. Mm-hmm. You were named with the sexiest man of the, I don't know.
I knew I was in AARP.
And the other voice you heard was his charming daughter, Claudine, and you probably recognize her on the many, many, many television shows that she's filmed with her father, Jacques. Hello, Claudine.
Hello, Linda. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's great to have you. And I'm talking with Jacques and Claudine aboard the cruise ship, the Oceania Regatta. We're on our way to Rome, and Jacques is the executive chef for the Oceania Cruise Line, and we've been eating our way through the Mediterranean. I started in Barcelona. Jacques, you got on in Monte Carlo.
Well, yes, I was supposed to get on in Marseille, but it turned out that there was a strike, because there are strikes in France, like every week or so. So anyway, the boat could not moor in the harbor, so moved on to Monte Carlo. So Claudine and I just came to see my mother, her grandmother in Lyon, and then we flew into Marseille, but then we had to drive to Monte Carlo from Marseille to join you.
Right, and I heard you had a very spectacular lunch in Monte Carlo.
I think it was pretty good, huh?
It was rather spectacular. We drove from Monte Carlo, and from Marseille, and we came to Monte Carlo. We put our bags in an apartment thing. And then my father said, oh, you've never seen the Louis XV, let's go up, take a look. I took your mother there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm wearing jeans and a hoodie. So
let's say, what is Louis XV?
Louis XV is Ducasse's, what did you say, his second restaurant?
No, this is his most important restaurant, and it's first three-star, and it is in the Hotel de Paris in Monte Carlo next to the casino. So the famous casino, I said, let's go there. I mean, this is really the city of the rich and famous. After we look at the harbor, so you have to look at the casino
and
the Hotel de Paris. So we went into the Hotel de Paris,
and he surprised me. He said, oh, let's just go for lunch. And I said, I can't go into there for lunch.
Let me tell everybody, this is a Michelin three-star restaurant at the Hotel de Paris, where everyone is extraordinarily dressed and extraordinarily wealthy.
Yes, extraordinary on both accounts. And I mean, we saw cars that I've never even seen in real life. So we walk in, and of course they were so wonderful and gracious, and we had an exceptional meal, and it was lots of fun, and I got to have lunch with just my dad. And that was nice too.
Well, that's a treat. Now, Claudine, you've done so many shows with your fathers, and tell me, what's it like working with dad?
Well, honestly, a lot of people will say, what's it like to have Jacques Pepin as your father, or what's it like to work with your father? I've never had another father, and I don't really work with lots of other people, so it's a tough question. But we have a lot of fun, and I think what we do is very natural. Sometimes I'll ask a question that I think a friend of mine might ask, even if I know the answer to, but 9 times out of 10, I sort of look at it as a private cooking class with other people watching. And I just have fun, and he says what to do, and I say why, and he says because I said so, and we just cook.
And it makes a wonderful repartee between the two of you.
Right, right. Well, it's hell working with Claudine. No, it is. It's fun, you know, to work together, and we've done quite a number of shows, and she ended up, in a sense, being the vox populi, you know, explaining to people what I'm doing, answering or asking questions and answering them so that if people were there, they could ask that type of question. So she is the vox populi, right?
Yes.
So, well, Jacques, you know, I have so many fond memories of summers spent with you in Connecticut, and our family and your family, and watching you cook. And one time you made hamburgers on the grill for us. And I say this because I don't think people think of Jacques Pepin as making hamburgers. Of course, you made your own hamburger rolls from scratch, but that was another story. And so, you know, your style of cooking, is, as you've always said, is just to have friends, good food, a glass of wine, and sit down and enjoy yourself. Tell us a little bit more about your style of cooking.
Well, we did great hamburger on the show with Julia Child, that we filmed in, that was one of the most popular show, actually. Interestingly enough, she did it in the French style. That is, mixing the meat with chopped onion that she sauteed, salt, pepper, which tastes like meatloaf to me. And I did it the American way, you know, with the meat and on the grill and all that too. So it was fun, I mean, to work together, certainly with Julia. And I think my style of cooking is, you know, the freshest possible ingredient, the least amount of fuss to it, and small quantity, and a lot of wine. That would be about it.
But I think that most people, now they see you on Fast Food My Way, or they see shows, and they think that that's how you cook all the time. And they forget that you also make consommé, or you make chicken stock from scratch, and all of those things as well. I mean, sometimes when you have a dinner party, you've been cooking for 2 days because you did the foie gras and you did all of this. And so it's sort of a circle of culinary repertoire, I guess, in the sense that right now I'm watching my father being focused on fast food and making things easy. And I think in a sense, I feel so honored because I feel like he's got me in mind. He's thinking, oh, what could Claudine make in about 20 minutes? But that doesn't negate the fact that he makes pâté from scratch, and he'll cure a leg of something, right, and hang it, and do all of the incredibly hard work that goes into doing all of that.
We all cook this way. I mean, when I was a professional chef in Paris in the 50s and 60s here, my mother... my French chef all cook the way I cook in the last two series that I'm doing on television called Fast Food My Way. That is, you know, you spend the weekend, as Claudine said, doing stock and doing puff paste and doing, you know, consuming type of cooking. And then on Tuesday you go out and shopping, and I come back at 5 o'clock home. I want to eat in the next half hour. So I do one of those simple fast recipes. So we all do it at some point. You know, those easy, simple recipes. So for me, it was a question of extrapolating those recipes and making a book out of it and making it specifically this way. But of course, we cook in all different ways, all different venues too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think you because you have the classical training, because you know how to cook, you know where you can cut without cutting flavor, without cutting, having a good meal and there's a result.
And without cutting quality too. And when my father will use a can, and of course now I do too, but when you use a can of something, when you use a can of beans, there are beans that are a very good quality. If you look on the back and it says beans, water, salt, chances are it's going to be pretty good. Try and get a good brand and an organic brand and so on. Or what are those?
Basically it would be the same thing if you do it yourself. You're going to put water, beans, and salt. So it saves you time. And likewise, Claudine was saying, I could get at the supermarket in Connecticut. I can't get it anymore. They used to have canned apricot from Morocco, really, really good. And again, you look at the can, and it's apricot, water, and sugar. This is basically what you do if you do it yourself. So I have no problem. Again, the proof of the pudding is in the plate, it says, and to a certain extent, I am not a snob about cooking. So if you can do it faster, in an easier way, and if it's good and it's great in the plate and you have fresh ingredients, so why not?
Right. Well, you're such a wonderful teacher, Jacques.
Thank you.
And well, you are, and I know you've got so many questions, so can you just give us a few tips on some easy cooking tips?
Well, you know,
from questions people ask you all the time.
Right, but I tell you one thing. When you're in a professional kitchen, you have someone who come in the morning and doing what we call la mise en place, or the prep, you know, and the prep work. And this is what makes usually the kitchen. So that person is going to bone out the chicken, bone out the fish, have the fillet, chop the shallot, chop the parsley, slice the mushroom, wash the salad. So everything is in front of you by the time you come. And the first customer sit in the dining room. Nothing is cooked. Everything is fresh. The first one order a fillet of fish. I grab that fillet of fish, which is ready, a bit of shallot, which is chopped, you know, a bit of white wine there, a tablespoon of olive oil. I bring it to a boil, cook it 1 minute, reduce it, put a bit of mushroom, and I have a dish in five, six minutes from scratch.
My mouth is drooling.
No, the point is that because of the prep cook, because of the preparation, and what I have done in those books that I do now, I use the supermarket as a prep cook. Because now in the supermarket, I can get boneless, skinless breast of chicken, fillet of fish. I can get pre-washed lettuce, pre-sliced mushroom, pre-washed spinach. I have a non-stick pan. So within really a minimum amount of effort, I can do a dish, again, using the supermarket as a prep cook.
And that's really a great tip, to be able to do that. But I think the other good tip that you both have given me, Claudine especially, is to look for really quality ingredients. And once you've found the canned goods or whatever it is, keep some on hand for a quick and easy meal.
Sure, actually, you know, if you buy tuna in can, you look for a tuna not in oil but in olive oil. Often from Portugal or the country, and it does make a difference.
You know? It really does. So, Jacques, you always have something exciting coming up in your future. What's your next project?
A nap.
Well, yes. Another glass of wine. A trip to Rome tomorrow, and so forth. Life is the excitement, you know, if you look at life. I mean, I'm an old man, but I look, you know...
You're only as old as you think you are.
Yeah, right. I look in the now, you know. I'm always exciting, ready. I mean, doing new things. I still teach at the French Culinary Institute in New York and at Boston University. I live in between. I still do show. I still cook with Claudine. You know, I still have my garden. I still play pool with my friends. So this is the excitement. You know, life is the excitement.
Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful life. Well, it's dinner in minutes time, and this dinner comes from Jacques Pepin's book, Fast Food My Way. It's a real simple, easy chicken recipe, and I've used a technique that Jacques taught me, and it's a great one to have for so many different kinds of meats that you're cooking. And that is to sear the chicken on each side for about 3 minutes per side. In this case, he's using boneless, skinless chicken breasts for his supreme of chicken with balsamic vinegar and shallot sauce. And so, as I mentioned, you sear the chicken for about 3 minutes per side, and then you put it in a 250-degree oven and let it cook for about 15 minutes. The chicken is cooked through. It's nice and juicy. And don't forget that sometimes boneless, skinless chicken breasts can be very dry and kind of stick to the roof of your mouth. This way, it's beautifully juicy, and you don't have to stand over it every minute. Now, a meat thermometer should read 170 degrees to make sure it's all cooked through. Meanwhile, in that skillet, you add shallots and mushrooms, or you could use just chopped up onions if you want, and you cook that for about a minute over high heat. Add some vinegar and ketchup and stir and continue to cook for another minute. Then you add a little water and you reduce that sauce. Very simple, very easy. And then at the end of cooking the sauce, you add a couple of teaspoons of oil. So, to save washing up another dish, I love this hint from Jacques, you put that, take that sauce and put it into a bowl. And then you use some frozen corn and frozen peas, and you place that in the skillet with a little bit more olive oil and toss them for 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, until the vegetables are defrosted and cooked through. Add a little salt and pepper. And then if you want, as an optional additive, add some chopped chives on top. Remove the chicken from the oven, so you serve the corn and peas and the chicken and the sauce on top. It's a beautiful dish. Well, I want to thank both of you. Claudine Pepin, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. It was my pleasure to be here.
And Jacques, thank you.
Thank you, Linda. We'll see you in Miami.
I hope so. When are you coming?
I don't know, but sometime.
Well, it's been fun talking with both of you. And you can see my full Dinner Minutes recipe on this website. And please contact me with your questions and your comments. And you can reach me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next time for more Food Talk.